This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, sharing stories, beliefs, wisdom, and explore human design through the lens of reflectors predominantly, but all other types and humans. You never know what you're going to get. I have been, for those that want to know, I've been actually in the human design space for about 6 years now. And I have explored it through my own lens. I've trained, I've tried to do all of the formal education and just the time zones didn't work. And I've really just taken it into my own being and explored it through myself. And I just wanted to take some time to have a chat about it. And I don't chat enough on the spur of the moment. Generally, it's a really, every time something comes to me and I want to talk about it, it's this difficult time for me to kind of get my thoughts together. Now, I have the cross of destruction. And you know, when I first discovered human design and I'm like, oh yeah, that explains it. But it's more than that. It is just about that, you know, even my core wound, you know, is a gate 53. You know, I'm wanting to initiate, to start things all the time. There's an aspect of me that's very much like this. And I have to kind of temper this creativeness. I have to temper all of the things that I want to do, you know. I see it all and I want to do it and I go down so many rabbit holes. And what I've found is it's been really frustrating because it's like I have never been able to find identity because of that, because I'm so multifaceted and I'm so interested and curious in things that it's hard for me. It's hyper-focus, I guess, if you want to work in those terms, but it's more than that. It's a depth of being genuinely curious. And in my past, before human design, I would get interested in things and suddenly I'd think, oh, this is what I'm interested in now. And so I would go and do those things, but then realize that I got enough out of it at the time. An example would be a program I'm studying or going back to uni or, you know, doing something that, you know, involves a lot of commitment. So it could be a 6-month process. It could be, you know, 3-year degree, and you kind of get enough out of it. So that really led me to explore, what is it with you, Annie, where you're interested in so many things, but you can't commit to the end? And I've shared this with a couple of close friends about sometimes I get to that, you know, 85, 90% finished of things, and then I'm done. It's like, oh, why can't I finish something? Why can't I actually get it to completion? And I've realized, more that I've sat with myself, that it's not because I'm flaky and not because I can't do it. It's because the energy, the impulse, the impact of that has run its course. And it's more about me being able to start things, initiate them. I'm not saying initiate from a manifest point of view here for those coming in and going, meh. But I do initiate. I initiate a lot of people. I initiate a lot of reflectors. I initiate even the manifestors in my life by just saying something, dropping awareness, dropping truth bombs in. But the end game sometimes isn't what it's about for me. It's about the starting of things. And I've had to sit with myself for years and figure that out, and sometimes fighting it and just going, you can't tell me what to do, because I'm very much like that. Don't tell me what to do. Don't rush me. Don't tell me what to do. That's probably two of the most common things that come out of my mouth in my family or close friends around me. Don't rush me. Don't tell me what to do. Give me, fuck off, give me space. But I wanted to take some time today to really talk into this for myself, because before human design, this whole jumping in a way, like before human design, I suppose I'm in my late fourth decade. So, you know, it might be a bit different if you're listening to this and you're still in your 20s or your 30s. I'm not discounting your age. I'm just saying it might be a bit different. But for me, I didn't know any of these tools. I knew energy and I knew energy healing in my 20s. I got indoctrinated into that at 23. So it's always been a huge part of my life. Spirituality has always been a huge part of my life. But you have a look at your life in hindsight, don't you, when you find this, or any tool, by the way, not just human design, any tool, astrology, just anything. It's all about that self-acceptance. It's all about taking that little dive back to going, well, how was I operating? And for me, especially in my 20s and 30s, a lot of it was just surviving. A lot of it was just, I will just do this because this is what you've got to do. And so I did. And never really feeling truly fulfilled. You know, you do it and you'd like it some days, and then other days you're like, oh, I didn't change jobs because this is not. But I also found early on that as long as I could just fix things, I was really happy. Again, the fifth line's always been there with me. It's a very fixer. I have a very fixer approach to life. But if someone could give me a problem and I could quickly, it was like my mind processes at a really fast rate, be like, right, here's what you can do, or here's a suggestion. And those kind of things lit me up, and they still do to this day. It's why I work in the space that I do. It's because I enjoy helping and solving problems. But still, it came at a cost. And I think a lot of our lives, sometimes they come at a cost of self and our own peace and our own well-being. Finding human design in my early 40s and having to traverse the second round of my parenthood journey. So again, another cracking open of self. That's a discussion for another day. The cracking open of self and just going, I don't want to, this is at 40. I don't want to go back into the job that I was doing. I just don't. There's something changed in me in having the projector, who is my third daughter, born. So I've sat here over the last couple of months and really started to tap into, who are you? You know, after all these years of self-discovery, after all of this time, I'm still poking around. I'm still prodding into my chart. I'm still learning different things. And I still sometimes ask myself, who are you? Who are you, Annie? And what do you actually want to do? What do you want to do? And it just keeps changing sometimes. And it's been this part of me that has to accept that. I have to accept that I am fluid in motion. Like I am like literally fluid in motion. And certain things will stick and have stuck for my whole life. You know, energy work has stuck my whole life. Dream work has stuck my whole life. Being able to sit in space with people and having very deep conversations and involving story has been a part of my whole life. Human design, we're coming on, you know, six, seven years now. It's stuck and been a part of my life. So that these are the things that I know, they're mine. And that's really reassuring. Because I do. I have this completely open G-center. I have a completely open head. And it's not about excuses for those things, but it's about stop pushing shit uphill, Annie. Just accept this is a part of who you are. Because even in the past, when first learning this over the few years, I'm like, oh, I've got to figure this out. You know, now that I know this about myself, maybe I can be multimodality. Maybe I can do all these things. But it doesn't work like that with my energy. And being able to navigate through these different eras, these different seasons, these different like changes, certain things always come back. And it's about patterning. I found it. You can't set your bloody watch by it, but I've found it that it's this constant cycle. And it really allowed me one of these aha moments of going, that's probably one of the longest constant lunar cycle phases that I've been on probably for about three, it's a 3-year cycle appreciation for it to finally just drop in and see the pattern. And I've seen the pattern of how it's very cyclic for me. And it allowed me all of a sudden when this happened only recently to just go, oh, I still can do all of these things and maintain that kind of like overviewing, like have my fingers in so many pies and not have to deal with the shame of that, you know. I actually can see how these things that light me up, they come and they go, but they come back around. And it's the things that are not aligned for me and don't light me up are the things that they just kind of phase out and I don't really do them much anymore. Or if I do, maybe that's a longer cycle that'll come back in. So it's this moment in time where I realize that all of those quivers that I've got in my backpack, you know, all of the arrows that I've got in my quiver, they all serve a purpose. And I had someone say to me many, many, many years ago, time's irrelevant for me. So when I say last year, it could be 10 years ago, but she said to me, and she was one of my energy healers. I was pretty much seeing her for about 2 years, navigating, you know, energy healer to energy healer. And she said to me, Annie, why is it not okay for you just to do something and get from it what you need and then leave? Why do you feel obligated that you have to finish things? And that's huge with this core wound of mine with Gate 53 of just going, I enjoy initiating and starting new things. It lights me up. I don't have to finish them. If I go and join a course, for example, I generally will get, what I need out of that, and then I can leave it alone. Whereas past Annie would be very much like, no, you have to finish it. You now have to work in it because you spent this money or you've done this thing. And it's just like, whose fucking voice is that? Or who's in my ear telling me that I have to do anything other than just what lights me up? So this has been a beautiful drop in about realizing that certain things will always weave in and out that mean something to me, that feel good for me. But in these certain phases or these certain seasons of my yearly transit, even my, you know, life transit, they come back in and out. Now, that doesn't always serve me very well, obviously, if I look to develop a career. However, I've had a career. I've done it. Do I need it again? No. Do I need to make tens of thousands of dollars or, you know, be 6-7 figure? No. I don't desire those things. I desire connection and communication above anything. I've done that in the past and I don't want to do that anymore because it costs me greatly. And now as I step into this new era, again, another era and another cycle, I can see that. And I think for a lot of us, for a lot of us reflectors or human beings in particular, we often can shame ourselves in that we're not finishing things or we're not as successful as somebody else or we're not doing these things or we're not, And I feel that's very untrue because when we live in alignment or, you know, it's like we get smiles on our faces again. We can kind of like do the things that we want to do. And one of those things recently is I actually hired somebody. I work weirdly. My mind works with money in, money out mentality. Not that that's, I'll explain here. So when I want something, I always put a energetic like transaction on it. And I'm like, well, this is going to cost this amount, not necessarily money, but energy. Can I expend that energy or do I, you know, go and do something that can be an equal frequency? So for example, say if I want to go and do something that's a little bit outside of my budget, I'll be like, okay, well, I want to go and do this thing or go on this trip or buy this guitar or whatever it is, and it's going to cost this amount of money or it could cost in energy. And so I know within my being that I'm going to bring that into my space. And more often than not, what'll happen is I'll pick up a new client or, you know, someone will come to me for a reading, or I'll do an energetic session. Something will always happen that will kind of match that frequency of what I want to do. And so it kind of equals everything out. It just goes, oh, okay, well, there's that. So that's what I mean by money in, money out. And now I lost my train of thought. But anyway, I was saying that I recently, nope, it's gone. What was I talking about, Annie? I was talking about money in, money out. Let's go backwards. I was talking about things that I want to do. Okay, here it comes. If you lose your train of thought as well, just start to go backwards. Start to actually do that mind mapping backwards. It does help, trust me. Okay, I was talking about the fact that in my business, I actually employed somebody. I didn't want to be a bit up myself. Like when I was working, more hours than I am now and away from the home, I had a cleaner, I had someone who come and help me with the housework and things like that. But that was a long time ago. And so for the last X amount of years, I've kind of been doing it all. I've been mumming, I've been looking after the school stuff, doing drop-offs and pickups, as well as running my business, as well as, you know, doing so many things. And I believe, again, getting back to that tale that I was telling you about money in, money out, my time is worth a certain amount of energy and I deem myself worth XX. And so if it takes me, for example, 4 hours to do my admin and get my invoices out and do all these things that I've got to do, how much is that taking me away from my creative flow? And if I was to put that in a dollar value, here's what it looks like. Is it actually cheaper for me to outsource that? So that's how I view kind of certain things in and out. I know it's a little bit weird, but it's how it works for me. So in this moment, I decided that I'd been speaking with this beautiful, amazing human that's come back into my life and is teaching me so much about flows, online flows and things like that, where I'm just like, wow, this is incredible that I could set these things up and I don't have to drop any balls. Open heads and up. So anyway, I've grabbed her and I've said, can I pay you to do these things for me? And can you help me do these things? And she's, you know, she was very good because she has boundaries too. She's like, I need a 3-month commitment. This is what it's going to be. And I'm like, I can do that. And so I'm really excited because I kind of often believe that no one can do stuff the way I do them, but it also takes me away from my creative flow. And I need that. I need that space and expansion. And maybe you do too, to be able to explore the things that really light me up. Because when we are, and we're talking about environment here, we're talking about anything, when our energy is aligned and we are kind of like living in now moments, it's the juice. When we're living in a state of constantly tripping over ourselves, running around like headless chicken, that's a terrible analogy, by the way. I don't want to imagine a headless chook, but you know what I mean. It creates this pressure that we're just like constantly just trying to keep up. And I really don't like feeling that, you know. And that's another share about, you know, the last year as Amber and I did this human design conference, we were working so hard. And I know a lot of people just go, oh, well, you just, you know, brought together a whole heap of people and did a conference. But it's like, there was so much that went into that. So many details, so much things. I mean, if you've ever done events before, it's not just like, oh, well, you just do this. It requires work. And because of how we wanted to do it, we wanted to be very mindful of stuff. So yeah, definitely this year before the conference, both Amber and I were just like, oh, we really did feel that pressure and we really did feel exhaustion. We both got the flu within a like few days of each other. Amber, I think, got sicker than I did, but we were both down for what felt like ages. And so we knew, but think the show had to go on. And not just that, like we weren't just doing that. We were also looking after our own businesses and, you know, things like that. So there was so much that really went into that and realizing how much we were chasing our own tails because it was just us. Whereas we realize, and we've seen it, like we've laid down the foundation now, a very, very solid foundation. Thank you, First Lines, Amber's Conscious and my design. But we've laid down such a beautiful foundation where we will never have to do this again. But the lesson here again is about we will be able to offload some of this pressure next year to someone to support us. And that's what I'm doing with my own business. And even just talking about this, I find that there's this part of me that feels a little bit entitled. That's all my shit, right? But it does. It just goes, oh, you know, that's great. You can afford to do that. Well, yeah, I can, because I do work bloody hard and I'm very educated. So I've built something to get to this point. I deserve this, you know? I deserve it. I deserve to be supported and I deserve to be in my alignment and my flow and do things that really light me up. And one of those is this. I really love this podcast. And there's been often times in there, it's nearly been 3 years that this podcast has been going. And there's been so much growth, so much journeying. But there's also been times where I've had to really pull back because I've got so much going on. I don't get paid. I don't get paid to do this. I do it because I like to. And I don't go out there and flog my shit. And I really love that about me. I don't go out there and just flog what I'm doing. It doesn't take me 5 minutes to get into talking to people. I just really, really love it. And it feels really good. So I wanted to create more space for that. And I wanted to invite more people in. And I wanted to share a little bit going forward with, you know, some of the things that I do and some of the things that I can do that help people, especially reflectors. I feel like I've earned a little stripe on my sleeve, you know, in this space to go, you know, I'm respected. I can come out guns blazing and tell most people to fuck off if they piss me off. Absolutely. But for most parts, I feel like I'm an educated person. I've done a lot of this work and I want to be able to help more in this area in the ways that I can, that only Annie can. Well, you can too, but the ways that it shows up for me, practically, fun, you know, exciting, initiating, those kind of things. Like my business is called The Heartgrove, and I've been moving away from her over the last couple of years because The Heartgrove, sharing this story with you here, The Heartgrove to me was always its own entity. She was her own space. And when COVID hit, the housing prices and the spaces just went bloody skyrocket here where I live. And it was just like, wow. So me possibly buying my own place for my work, for The Heartgrove, kind of, I lost that because it was, you know, the cost of housing was nearly double. $400,000 house became an $800,000 house, or, you know, businesses were really hard to buy and rent to obtain space was really hard to get. So I kind of had to park that idea. But during that phase, it was like, well, Annie, you are also your own person. You work under the energetic construct of this, The Heartgrove. And so that's why you'll always notice that I have two websites. I have me and I have also The Heartgrove. But what's also really come back to me is that I need my business as much as my business needs me. And The Heartgrove is about nurturing connection and supporting people. It's who I am because I birthed that baby. You know, it's always been about that because of the work that I do, because of who I am. And if anybody is in my space and they know me, they know that there's this part of me. I am, you know, venturing forth into this, well, now I'm a grandmother, this grandmother crone energy. So I feel at this point where I can share more of me and ways that I can support without telling people what to do. You know, it's just supporting and showcasing and sharing a bit more about me as well, which is exciting. And it really feels good and aligned. So I'm going to have a little bit of a rebrand, you know, shaking it about. That excites me too. See, creating and initiating new things. It's all about new beginnings. I also wanted to share with you that I've joined, so the beautiful Kim Gould was a part of our conference. Now, Kim Gould works in holographic human design. She's been in this space for a very, very long time. A lot of people just know her through the Asteroids work that she's done, but it's so much deeper and richer than that. So I've actually joined her community. I knew when I listened to her talk at the conference, I'm like, this is powerful. And again, it comes back to us always, you know, yearning to reconnect with ourselves. And there's this part of me that is still wanting that, you know, still discovering all of these hidden layers of Annie and who Annie is. And so I'm really keen, and hopefully I would love to share that with you, obviously within how much I can. But her community is phenomenal, and just learning about where these asteroids and dwarf planets sit, and you know, exploring the chart in a more embodied and overarching way, instead of just going, well, here's this and here's that. I'm just really excited. So yeah, if you are a member of that community, hit me up so we can be friends and go through this together. But you know, it's personal development that I'm interested in. And anyway. Yeah. So how does that feel for you? You got these open centers, and you know, this is what we do. We like to talk about stuff again, speaking into that. It's like, you know, you do hear bits and pieces from me, but probably not as much. And I do struggle sometimes to talk to myself because I go off on tangents, as you saw there before. Though today seems pretty good. Transits are looking fine, mighty fine at the moment for me. I have my with my completely open G, I actually have it defined for a while. So, you know, I have that defined for quite a while, actually. I think we're looking at 8 or 9 months through the transits. So maybe that's why I can will more things into existence. And there's something about that, you know, now that we're in June, there is very much an energy shift that just kind of pushed me into place of going, it's time. It's time to, you know, back yourself a little bit and stop supporting everybody else. You know, the shadow of my design, Sun and Earth is 27 and 28, and you know, the shadow of that 27 is very much you're shooting yourself in the foot to support others, and that has been a lifelong journey for me. So I cannot give from an empty cup, for shitty sayings, and it's very true. I can give to this community and my local community so much more when I look after myself, because you get this beautiful overflow of just in a very inspired, very empowered, very luminescent being, opposed to me looking after everybody else and not looking after myself. So that's where Annie's gone, June 2024. Yeah. Anyway, I hope this has been okay for me to share. I'm sure it has. I'm sure it's been illuminating. I'm sure it'll be illuminating for me if I listen back to it. You never know what's going to come out of your own mouth, hey, when you hit that record button, whether it's just on your phone, because these are tips and tricks that we can use to support ourselves. You know, we can be our own soundboard. We can be our own best friend. We can be there for ourselves. And trusting in ourself and going, you know what, you got this. You can do this. So.